From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Florida Governor Rick Scott told residents he's been in contact with U.S. President Donald Trump, and he assured them that they'd get the necessary help from the federal government.
We have a lot of requests: disaster tarps, water, baby food supplies, supply trucks, search and rescue personnel and equipment, and incident management teams. Military watercraft and aircraft with the capability to move fuel from the mainland to the Keys at Marathon. And a military vessel like a Marine or Navy ship to sustain shuttle operations and complete ship-to-shore missions.
Hurricane Irma has killed at least 11 people thus far, and thousands have been left homeless. U.S. President Donald Trump said he would prefer to avoid military action to deal with North Korea's nuclear threat, but said previous diplomatic efforts have failed to pressure Pyongyang from developing its missiles.
Hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea.
Thursday, Mexico's government expelled the ambassador of North Korea in response to Pyongyang's latest nuclear test. China also says the key to resolving the current tension with Pyongyang involves sanctions and dialogue. Spanish media reports the country's top court has preventively suspended the call for a referendum on Catalonia's independence. The move was widely expected. According to court regulations, the suspension lasts for 5 months while the judges come up with a ruling. The pro-independence coalition ruling in Catalonia claims that the universal right to self-determination overrules Spain's laws. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News.